702. What's going viral with Kabazela?
What's gone viral with Jonathan Kabazela Fairburn, brought to you by Vodacom Red. Hello, Jono.
Hey, Africa. Tell me how you're doing.
Hello, motherland. Tell me how you're doing. I know. People can't help themselves,
I tell you.
I've never been a fan of emojis, mostly because I don't understand them. So somebody would send me an emoji and I'd go, I don't know what this means. I don't know what I'm supposed to be reading into this. And now they've just added to my confusion.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. I think there's about over 200 that have been released there. They're not available just as yet on your phone. But in a couple of months, they will be after certain, you know, app things have been updated and whatnot and all that jazz. But out of the 200, the two sort of prominent ones is the period emoji. And this has been a long campaign by an organization called Plan International UK. And they've been lobbying for the company that makes the emojis to come up with this and eventually release it, because they want to, you know, give the woman power over their menstrual cycle, to destigmatize it, et cetera, and help the digital conversation improve. So there's that one. And then the other one.
Oh, wait, how is that supposed to achieve that? So a female colleague of ours will send us an emoji with that saying what exactly?
Well, look, I'm not going to speak on behalf of ladies. So perhaps if somebody would like to phone in and tell us what they think the emoji will mean to them and how they could use it in conversations, I think that would probably be a better idea. Maybe
well
I'll land
done,
myself in hot water there. But the other one that is has been released as well and is getting people talking about is they call it the pinching emoji. So it's you take your index finger and your thumb, and that's what the pinching emoji looks like. But now some people who are scraping the gutters are saying that it could mean something else. In other words, to say that you could have a small entendo or something like that, you know?
What?
So
don't know what you're talking about.
People have you know, their own interpretation of emojis, but I do think emojis are important when it comes to text conversation, because sometimes text, you know, can just be read in a completely different way, and then if you just add that little emoji after it, like a little smiley one or a little blush emoji, it changes the whole meaning of a text.
I have to disagree with you.
Africa. You need to hang around with us millennials more often. We'll explain all of these things to you.
Clearly. Well, there's nothing more descriptive and more articulate than actually writing out full words to mean exactly what it is that you mean, as opposed to confusing the likes of me by going, as I said, I don't know what this emoji means. I don't know whether you're happy, you're sad, you are surprised, you are awestruck, you are, what? I don't know.
Well, you just stick to writing letters then, Africa. We'll stick to the emojis.
I will do that indeed. What Daily Rituals tweet has got people talking?
Yeah, so this was a tweet that a guy had written, and it got lots and lots of people talking. And basically, he said it's about his daily ritual. So he said, every evening before going to bed, I hide the front door key so that my eldest son, who sleepwalks most nights, doesn't inadvertently let himself out of the house. Then he asks the question, what daily rituals do you suspect you're alone in following? So that got people like looking at their own lives and thinking about their own daily rituals. And some of the sort of the responses were from the user, some of the tweets were, every night the last person up to bed has to take the knobs off the oven because our toddler is a maniac. Another one is, I tie my shoelaces before every car journey, so I'm a minute or so behind where I'm meant to be on the road, thus dodging fate. That's quite an interesting one. I mean, you know, trying to delay whatever could happen if you just got in the car at that time. But the question this morning could be, what are your strange daily rituals that you think, well, you know, maybe nobody else does. It's purely me. There were a lot of responses to people like where they talk to their cats and their dogs when they leave the house, and they'll say like, okay, Fluffy, you in charge of the house now, and you look after everybody, and then out they go of the house and do their day's job, and then they come back and they say, oh, were you a good dog? And did you look after XYZ? Very, very strange daily ritual, that one. But I forget, do you have any daily ritual?
Of course not. Clearly, my daily ritual, which is bizarre, is typing out full words in an SMS instead of using emojis. But beyond that, I don't, I'm afraid. What's yours?
Mine is there's probably nothing strange about it, but every day when I leave the house without fail, the geezer switch comes down, and then just before bed, it goes up. So pretty boring, nothing strange about that one, but I'm sure
you save our listeners, electricity, which is important.
Yeah, and it does make a difference, I must say. But I'm sure our listeners, could probably beat yours and mine this morning.
No doubt. What is your unusual daily ritual? Give us a call on 011-883-0702. Thanks, Jonah. We do this again tomorrow. Calling all Amakosi fans, Vodacom is about to paint Four Ways Farmers Market red on the 9th of February. Be part of the exclusive viewing experience of the Soweto Derby alongside the legendary Lucas Radebe. Exclusive to Vodacom Red customers only. Register your entry to join the hashtag Soweto Derby experience at redrewards.co.za. Vodacom Red, for those who expect more.